This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. I think the Chargers could win 51-0, and I still think most people in L.A. would like the Rams.
There's no doubt.
We'll find out.
They would like the Rams, the Trojans, and the Bruins a lot more.
Yeah, I think you're right. We talked about where the Chargers fit, and I think...
And that's just on the football poll.
Barely in the top 10 in L.A., if they are in the top 10 at all. All right, so that's coming up next. A little Arash Markazi, Big Five later on. And also on the show, speaking of those Chargers, Melvin Gordon is going to join us a little later, so keep tuned for that. We're here till 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Ello.
I'm Tony Gwynn Jr.
From Petco Park, it's Gwynn and Chris.
San Diego's only FM sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Padres keep getting power from their backstops, this time Austin Hedges.
Overshift on, I don't think it'll matter. High fly ball, go! Rush to deep left field in the bottom row, bottom stands of the two decks in left. Austin hurt the pelota, man. Oh, goodness. What a shot.
Unfortunately, not enough in the first game of a series. 4-2 loss to San Francisco. Game 2 tonight at 7:10 on your home for Padre baseball. 97.3 The Fan.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Urban Meyer. Now, there's a guy that I never want to talk about or hear from ever again. But he is coming back to coach football, so he decided that he wanted to try to rehab his image and do a sit-down interview with ESPN and then a press conference yesterday, and both went about as well as you might imagine. The man lies. That's what he does. And then he calls them, quote, misstatements. And he blames those misstatements on not being prepared for the questions. And then this gem, and I quote, I didn't listen closely to the questions, end quote. And then when all else fails, he blames the lies on memory issues because of the medication that he is taking. Amazing. If anybody else did what you did, Herb, they would have been fired. You still get to coach football, so do that. But don't talk to us about being a leader or morality or caring for women or anything like that ever again. I'm Jim Rome.
As realtors, we won't stop until you own the house you've always wanted. But owning the house means owning up to what you really want. So go ahead. Own that you only want an accent wall if that accent is French. Own that you plan to eat every meal in your breakfast nook just to prove a point. Own that you don't know who this Wainscot fellow is, but you like what he does with paneling. It's time to own what you want. So get someone who gets what you want. Get Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
When you have a lot on your to-do list, the last thing you need to worry about is a car repair. Luckily, when you visit any of 16,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, you get highly trained experts and a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, which means your car gets fixed right the first time, so you can spend less time worrying about the things you don't want to, like repairing your vehicle, and more time worrying about the things you do. Just visit NapaAutoCare.com to find the location nearest you.
Get a free checking account that rewards you at California Coast Credit Union with 30,000 free ATMs. Open your account today at calcoastcu.org or call 888-703-CCCU. Federally insured by NCUA. E-statements required. Data and text message rates may apply.
Hey, San Diego. This is Boomer Esiason, former pro football quarterback. I insist on AZAC trim for my home. AZAC is the best high-performance trim on the market. With AZAC trim, there's no chipping and no cracking. AZAC is moisture and insect-resistant, incredibly durable, and handles paint, too. In fact, AZAC is backed by a lifetime limited warranty. And did you know that you could use AZAC trim as a ceiling or wainscoting inside your home? An awesome look. Check out AZAC.com. Long-lasting, low-maintenance, inspired design. That's AZEK.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. The 2019 Mercedes-Benz GLC. Design, performance, advanced driver assist technologies. It has something for everyone. Visit MBUSA.com or your Mercedes-Benz dealers of San Diego County to schedule your test drive today.
Keep listening to 97.3 The Fan on your car, stereo, and radio.
And make sure to download the Radio.com app if you want to listen to us on your smartphone or tablet.
And like us on Facebook
at 973 The Fan SD.
We are at lovely Petco Park. Bottom of the first hour here on Gwen and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. And our next guest.
Good stuff by you, by the way, on the Steelers.
Oh, thank you.
Well said. Well said. Not that I'm dying and don't, you know, care all that much about the Steelers, but it's a big story.
It is a huge story.
Because it's weird.
For the reasons you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Because it's been such a stable organization.
Yeah.
For as long as I can remember watching sports.
Yeah.
And to see them
now
having
they're a
this
mess.
Yeah, they got a lot of issues going on. But our next guest, Arash Makazi, will be joining us. Arash, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Always great having Arash Makazi on. One of my all-time
the world's most interesting man.
Yes, and one of the great tweeters out there. If
that
you don't
too.
Follow at Arash Makazi, you are making a mistake, because he is one of the great tweeters I've seen. And I love reading your stuff. Arash, get us up to date on this whole Hall of Fame scandal that might be brewing with the National Football League. Explain it to us as best you can as far as what some of these legendary players are saying and what they want.
You know, so the Hall of Fame players just want to have some health benefits, some compensation for what they've done. I don't know, a lot of people are not aware that after 5 years, they don't have any health care. They don't have any health insurance. So, you know, the major goal that they want to have is to have health care for all the players. But right now, they don't even have a seat at the table. They don't have any representation with the NFL Players Association. So they kind of want to get the ball rolling with the Hall of Famers, get their voices out there, and then at some point include the entire group. But that was kind of the genesis of it. They kind of all came together in Canton and have been working towards this for the past couple weeks.
Arash, let me ask you, wouldn't this be something that would be relatively easy to do in terms of at least getting on board with the NFL Players Association, getting them together with the ex-players? Because the guys that are playing now eventually are not going to be playing.
They'll be ex-players.
And they're going to be in the same situation that these ex-players are currently in. It seems like it would be kind of a no-brainer for everybody to kind of band together and make sure that they get something from the league, because the league, we know, has the money to help these guys.
According to Eric Dickerson, and you know, he was talking to a lot of the players in Canton, was that there is a divide between current players and former players, whereas, you know, the current players are not really focused on the, you know, health care and health benefits and whatnot post-career, when, you know, clearly they should be. So according to him, as simple as a solution as that may seem, for whatever reason, there is a divide currently between current players and retired players.
Arash, I contend that that is the ultimate plan between ownership, because as long as there's player fraction amongst old, amongst young, and whether there's fraction in between the guys who are currently playing, they're always going to win, because as long as those guys can't get on the same page, they're going to be fighting one another pretty much.
Exactly, and I think that's what's currently happening. I mean, even two people who are on the list, Kurt Warner and Jerry Rice, have kind of come out and say, hey, we didn't really know what was in the letter, and I talked to Eric, and he said, listen, I kind of assumed this was going to happen. I mean, certainly a guy like Kurt Warner currently works for the league, so I'm sure he got pressure. And so, you know, this is going to continue, and who knows how successful they will be. I don't think healthcare should be a huge ask. Now, I know they want a piece of the pie. They want a piece of the – they want a salary as well. I don't foresee that happening. But health care, they should be able to have that.
Arash Markazi is with us from ESPN. I ran into Earl Campbell about 2 years ago. And let me tell you something. These guys need health care.
Yeah, no doubt.
There is for all of the entertainment that Earl Campbell gave me over the years, if I could afford it, I'd give him health care. I mean, this guy can barely walk, and it's really a shame to see. And we've heard all the stories about these former NFL legends. I don't – in the court of public opinion, how is the ownership surviving this? Because it seems like everybody would be on the player's side on this one.
That's what I thought as well, but I was really amazed to see when I tweeted that when I tweeted the story out, the number of fans who basically said, "Hey, it's up to the players." I mean, if they didn't make the right decision with their career, if they didn't invest properly, that's on them. I mean, I was really amazed. Like, it wasn't 100%, but you know, I mean, it was about 50-50. I mean, there was a lot of people saying, "Hey, that's up to the players. If they didn't take care of themselves, if they didn't invest correctly, that's on them." I was really surprised to hear that.
You know what, Arash? I saw some of those comments, and the first thing I thought was the fact that because Hall of Fame was put next to their name, it puts them in like a different category. Had it just been former NFL players, I almost feel like those statements would have been a little bit different. I want to switch gears, though. Let's talk a little bit about the battle for L.A. Obviously, the Rams are off to a fantastic start. The Chargers are not. They take on one another this year, this week, I should say, and they still seem to be at the bottom of the totem pole here there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and by the way, if you can hear some sound behind me, I'm currently getting a tour. I'm about to get a tour. The new stadium that they're going to be moving into in 2020, the Rams and the Chargers are going to be playing there. But obviously this Sunday, they will be playing at the Coliseum. And listen, it's going to be a tough go for a while for the Chargers here. I mean, they are still viewed as San Diego's team by a lot of people here in Los Angeles. Whereas, like, I think the Rams are sort of having this really breakout season where they are viewed as the Super Bowl pick, the Super Bowl favorite. So, I mean, you know, you want to make some headway in Los Angeles, you got to win and you got to be exciting. And the Rams have done both so far this season.
Where are the Chargers? What is their plan to try and eventually gain a foothold in Los Angeles, Arash? I mean, what has come from the Chargers in Los Angeles? Because most of us here are loath to follow anything that they're doing in L.A. I'm just curious, what have the Chargers said? What is their plan to try and find, you know, get themselves a little bit of a foothold? Because by all accounts, they don't have one yet.
You know, as simplistic as it sounds, I mean, they realize in this market that you have to win. So, I mean, they could talk about, you know, doing this, that, and the other, but you just have to win. And so, I mean, if they are, let me just say this, I mean, if they make a playoff run, if they're hosting a conference championship game, if they're in the Super Bowl, they are going to make some headway here. I mean, so that's, you know, the only time the Clippers ever made any headway in Los Angeles is when they made it to the playoffs, made it to the second round of the playoffs. They were never able to make it to the conference finals, were never able to make it to the NBA finals. But if the Chargers are able to have that kind of success in Los Angeles, I guarantee you, and I don't know how big of an impact, but it will make a huge impact, I think, in this city.
We're talking to Arash Markazi with ESPN. Arash, college football seems to be off to a shabby start out in Los Angeles. UCLA is 0-3. USC is 1-2. What's the talk around town concerning those two teams?
I mean, there's a lot of talk about Chip Kelly, I mean, just because there was so much expectation for that team. I mean, that team's not really a talented team. I am surprised that they're 0-3, but, you know, not shocked. I think with USC, I think Clay Helton is for sure on the hot seat. I think, you know, there was a feeling that, you know, Sam Darnold was the big reason why he was able to have the success that he did. So now that they're 1-2, I don't think anything will happen to Helton during the season. But if they lose Friday night against Wazoo, which would be Helton's first loss at the Coliseum, I don't really see a scenario where he's able to save his job. Again, I think he finishes out the season, but this looks like a five-loss team.
Mm. Arash, enjoy the tour of the new digs up there in Los Angeles, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks so much for the insight, as always.
Thanks, Arash.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Arash Markazi from ESPN. Anyway, he's got... he's got a great pulse on what's going on in Los Angeles.
He's always had a good pulse.
He always has. And like I said, you got to follow him at Arash Merkazi, because not only is he interesting, but he's funny, too. He comes up with some funny stuff.
I used to be mad at Arash when I thought he was a Clipper guy.
Oh, yeah?
Because he was covering the Clippers for quite a while. Before I got into this business, I just assumed that these guys were all fans of the teams that they were covering.
Oh, no. No, I don't think that's really the case.
That's not the case most of the time.
No, it really isn't. I mean, in fact, the team you're covering, I think you're normally a little more, you're kind of looking at that with more of an even keel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.